This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That's right. You're on Mad Wednesdays, normally with Robbie and Dean, but Robbie's sick, so he's listening from home, getting major FOMO. But don't worry, I'm not alone here in the studio. There's no more Dean flying solo because Melbourne 2020 is diving into Melbourne this week. It's the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games that is happening here in our hometown, and it's pretty damn exciting. And joining us now in the studio is one of the ambassadors, Tom Lunchinger. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Great. Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. And we've also got Paul from the Glamour Heads.
Hey. Oh, hi, Dean.
You're no stranger to coming and joining us, are you?
No, not at all.
Now, Tom, this is really exciting. Have you been to Australia before?
I have not. This is my first time.
This is your first time and your second year competing in the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games.
Yeah, last year was my first year.
So, what? I mean, besides wanting to come back, you've been swimming for years.
Yeah.
That's something you've been doing for a very, very long time professionally and being out in regard to it. But what made you want to come and be a part of the gay and lesbian queer aquatic events and joining the community here?
Well, it's just the amazingness that is being a part of an LGBT affiliated team. You know, everyone is kind of themselves unapologetically, and that's not a lot of things that you get out of a master's team. Not only am I a swimmer on the team, but I also help manage the team. I'm one of their coaches. So it's been really rewarding and an amazing thing to do.
So is this just for swimming or another aquatic sport?
No, just for swimming.
Just for swimming?
Well, no, it's actually all four. So we have synchro, diving, water polo and swimming as well. Yeah. Swimming is our biggest contingency.
But just, you think everyone's going to have a bit of pressure swimming up against you?
I mean, I don't know.
The answer is yes, Dave. The answer is absolutely yes.
Yeah, Paul can answer that question for me. I mean, I swim every day, so sure, I guess.
And I don't.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, this is, I'm feeling really unfit in the studio.
Actually, Dean, I've got a Glamour Heads swim cap to give to Tom on the off chance that he wanted to defect from Team New York Aquatics and join one of our relay teams. I'm sure our resident butterfly would happily step aside.
I have a feeling a couple of my coaching staff would have a problem with that, but we'll see. Well, you know, I'll pitch it to them and see what they say.
Well, this is something that's pretty exciting about Melbourne 2020, the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games, that is diving in to MSAC on Friday and happening all the way through till Tuesday. It's the fact that, you know, you've got people coming from all around the world and who compete in their own hometowns, and they're coming to compete together and all have a go. So even though there's a variety of different levels, it must be pretty exciting to be a part of this global swimming community.
It really is. It's been a huge undertaking by both Surge Water Polo Club and the Melbourne Glamourheads swim team. We have 760 registrants from 16 countries coming here.
Wow.
And you'll remember, Dean, we spoke about it while we were away in Paris.
Yes.
For the Gay Games.
Yes,
we
yes.
had a little interview, which is when we were selected. So we've been working since before then up to this point. And it's about to happen.
Well, exactly. I mean, everyone's touching down. If you've been following Melbourne 2020 on Instagram, the Insta stories from different teams from all around the world and how excited they are sitting on the planes or on their way to being here, it's pretty exciting. It's a great way to build the excitement, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I touched down this afternoon. So kind of went, took a quick shower and came right here to the studio.
So I'm surprised you're so lucid.
I know. I'm like, you're doing really well.
To be honest, I'm surprised I'm so lucid as well.
Were you proud to be one of the ambassadors of Melbourne 2020?
Absolutely. You know,
it's a big honor to be asked.
It is. Well, it wasn't so much an ask. It was more of kind of a phone call. I actually touched base with Paul about, it was in December, right?
Yep.
Or no, earlier than that. It was right after IGLA 2019 in New York. And I was like, you know, this is me. This is what I've done. This is what I've accomplished. And if you guys have any room for a U.S. ambassador, I would be absolutely humbled to be one.
And we jumped on that opportunity because we've been to a couple of swim meets in the U.S. and the Masters community over there is enormous. So having an ambassador to help recruit teams to come over here, we know it's a long way to come.
It is a long effort to come to Australia. But, you know, Mardi Gras is just around the corner. There's plenty happening here in Melbourne over the next week.
And
so
we
I
did
guess
promise
plenty
them
to enjoy.
A summer holiday in Australia, and in typical well, Melbourne fashion, it's quite grey,
yeah,
a little bit cold.
The sun has not been shining today, so they're certainly arriving to some different weather, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. What was the weather like when you left New York?
It was definitely a lot colder than this. I was not in shorts and flip-flops.
Okay, so. Well, then we're doing all right.
Yeah,
then we're doing completely fine. Well, Tom, you're going to stick here with us. We're going to dive into more Melbourne 2020 talk. If you don't know what it is, it's the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games. By the way, if you've been listening to the show at all for the past 6 months, you should know what it is because I haven't stopped talking about it. It is diving into MSAC on Friday. The opening ceremony is on Saturday. You've basically got 5 days with lots of swimming excitement and fun happening in the pool with LGBTIQA+ players from all around the country. It's going to be pretty awesome, going to be pretty inclusive, and we're going to hear more about it after this. This is Higher Ground by Fleur on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and we are splashing into Melbourne 2020, the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games that are diving into MSAC, into Melbourne. In fact, I'm using every reference I can, aren't I? This Friday, kicking off. Kicking's what I normally say for football or for rugby, but it's absolutely not what I cannot say for swimming. And joining us is Paul from the Glamourheads and Ambassador Tom Lutchinger.
Luxinger,
I was so close.
You're good.
Oh, well, I'm getting there. So you have just touched down. You've hit Melbourne. Just arrived. And you're here with us at Joy.
I am.
And how many years have you been swimming?
I started swimming when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
I was the kid.
I was very good at floating at that age.
Floating with style?
Yeah.
That's what my little brother did. I started, but my parents were lifeguards. They met at a lifeguard competition back in the 80s.
Wow.
And so they naturally wanted their three kids to be super water safe. And I was the individual who was sitting on the corner of the pool deck crying and crying and crying until finally my mother was just like, get him out of the pool. I'm torturing my kid. You know, eventually realizing now as an adult, my parents have recognized that I'm a complete and utter control freak, and I didn't like the idea of someone having to drop me in the water.
Oh, that was the problem.
That was the problem, yeah. And so once I could touch the bottom of the pool, I was good to go.
I've always found it just the people that have fears or freak out with water. A couple of my friends of mine, I was telling them about Melbourne 2020. It's like, oh, I don't like the water, even if they're going to be watching. And I'm like, what do you mean? They've just never swum.
Yeah.
And even though it's a pool where you can stand up in, they just have a complete aversion to the water.
Yeah, it's a real thing. And it's something that's actually kind of completely human driven. Because if you not that I'm recommending this, but if you throw a baby in the water, they float.
Like, really?
Yeah. So again, not a recommendation.
So I can take my nieces and nephews.
Not
to
a recommendation.
And I'll be okay.
But you know, it's the fear of water is actually very much parental driven. Because if you're afraid of the water, chances are your kids are going to be afraid.
I'm just curious how someone tested that theory.
I don't know. But I've seen videos of it. It's true.
So you've been swimming for basically nearly 20 years.
Yeah. So I started at 10. I'm going to be 29 at the end of this in the next week.
Yes, you turned 29 the day of the Mardi Gras.
I do.
Parade.
Bringing in 29 real gay.
That's a very good way to bring in 29. You've come down here for Melbourne 2020, then you're heading over to Sydney and having your birthday, a parade just for you.
That's exactly what it is. It's all for me. But no, it's definitely excited to, you know, celebrate my birthday with some very good friends and then celebrate inclusivity as well.
It must be great to be able to come down with your team as well, not just come as an individual athlete, but come not just playing or swimming or diving against other LGBTIQA+ players, but to be able to actually have the team that you train with and have fun with in your own hometown or country coming along with you.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, we're getting, everyone's really excited to be here. Everyone's kind of trickling in and touching down as the days go on. So we're really excited to be here.
Now, when did you come out as a gay man?
So I look back on this and it's kind of a very wild and crazy carnival ride because from the time that I had kind of accepted the fact that I was a gay athlete to the time that the entire world knew that I was a gay athlete was only about 3 months. So
what?
Yeah, so looking back on it was like the time that I said the three words I am gay all the way until the entire world knowing I said it in September, and then my entire world blew up in December.
Well, so, is that because you blew it up a little bit?
I did. I wrote an article, but it was because I was doing press releases and standing in front of cameras and feeling still very much closeted.
Yeah.
And always remembering that, you know, little kid who was afraid to accept who he was and little athlete who I was, you know, looking for some kind of an out, like some kind of someone to look up to. And so I was like, am I really going to be the person who kind of hides behind a persona in front of a camera. And so I reached out to a number of my very good friends who are all very successful swimmers. You know, Christy Kowal, 2000 Sydney Olympic silver medalist in 200 breaststroke. Missy Franklin, you know, six-time Olympic gold medalist from London and from Rio. And I asked them what to do. And they said, just do it. And it was arguably the scariest thing I've ever had to do.
Wow.
Because you're quite literally sharing very personal details for the entire world. But it's been one of the most rewarding things, because I have, you know, made relationships from it. I get to do things like compete in an LGBTQAI team, bring awareness to LGBTQ issues in the States and, you know, around the world.
It does actually say a lot when you get to finally bring, you know, like that was what you were doing for, that was your job. You were swimming, and being able to bring your whole self to not just your sport, but what you do and have people see it every single day must be really lovely.
Yeah, it's been really remarkable. My, you know, university just reached out. They're trying to put together a, you know, an LGBTQ sports board to make life better for closeted and out college athletes. And I'm like, I don't know why I'm qualified to be on these, but okay. Like, I'm more than happy to sit and give an opinion. But it's been really rewarding. And I've also been able to pay it forward. I've been fortunate to have amazing mentors in my kind of coming out journey. And as a result, because of what I accomplished in the water, I was able to have a very wide net when it came to kids kind of accepting their sexuality and the coming out.
Does it make it that little bit more special with Melbourne 2020 and International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games happening to be able to be a part of this global community of LGBTIQA plus aquatic athletes?
Of course. It says a lot to, you know, stand up in front of everybody wearing a very minimal amount of clothing, and then on top of it, to stand up in front of everyone wearing a minimal amount of clothing, accepting who you are, is something that's pretty remarkable.
And I think that's something that's really wonderful about this whole weekend that's going to be happening with everyone coming here, whether they're divers, water polo players, swimmers, whatever their water sport may be, is that they're all coming and just being their true authentic selves, and it's something that makes IGLA really exciting.
Yeah, it really is. It's and it's really just kind of a no judgment zone. You can let your freak flag fly if you want it to, and really everyone just kind of accepts it and moves on.
Well, we're going to be finding out more how that's going to be happening over the next few days, because Melbourne 2020 is diving into Melbourne. It's the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games. Tom, thank you for sharing that, and thank you for sticking around. Paul, you didn't get to say anything in that moment, and I know you're dying to.
That's fine. It was a great story.
Thank you.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Then you're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. I'm Robbie-less today. It's just Dean all by himself, all on my own, and I feel it's really important to just give myself that moment. But I'm not actually all on my own, because Melbourne 2020 is diving into Melbourne. It's the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games, and Ambassador Tom Luck. Why am I getting in that? Tom Luxinger, why have I done that again?
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
Spell it as it sounds.
I know. Why am I making it more confusing?
It's the CH. The CH messes everybody.
And Paul from the Glamour Heads is here joining us in the studio. Now, we've got a whole lot of people touching down, ready to hit the water for a whole lot of fun athletic competitions. One of my friends is swimming from the Glamour Heads, and it's his very first time competing, and he's pretty excited. So he's asking a lot of us to come down on Saturday to cheer for him. One of my friends is actually making pom-poms. It's going to be an exciting moment. It is pretty cute. I'm going to go for anyone but him, because I feel like he's got enough support. But there's not just all the water sports happening. It's a whole lot of social fun. Now, if you were listening to the show last week, you would know all about it. But just in case we need to refresh your memory, because we're gonna, there is so much going on, isn't there, Paul?
There's a huge amount. So we wanted to make sure that we created a bit of a festival atmosphere while we've got everybody from overseas. We've got people from Europe. We've got people from the US. We've even sponsored the Ugandan Inclusive Swim Team. So sponsored them to come over here.
That's wonderful.
We really wanted to put on a huge show. So there's something on every night, something different every night. It starts tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, in fact, with a film.
With a film, The Shiny Shrimps. And we actually have the director of that film from Paris. Is that right?
Let's say yes.
Let's say yes.
If you've seen a preview for the film, it looks... It just looks super very camp. Super camp film.
So it's about the a gay water polo team going to, or getting ready to go to the gay games in Paris. So our friends at Melbourne Queer Film Festival and the City of Melbourne are putting that on free of charge for all the competitors.
I guess this gives everyone a little bit of a taste. If you've seen that preview, like, it is super camp, it is super fun, but it gives you all a taste of what these gay and lesbian LGBTIQA plus aquatic games are actually like. Because it's not, you think sporting, you think it's all very serious, everyone competing against each other. But every time I talk to people about it, they're just all excited for all the fun.
I tell you what, if you spoke to people 2 minutes before they're about to jump into the pool, you would see the serious then. But once the races are done and the beers are cracked, I think everybody relaxes a lot and enjoys themselves. Because they're coming from all corners of the globe. So we want them to maximise their time here.
So tomorrow night it kicks off with an opening night film.
Yep. And Friday there is drinks at the Emerson. Saturday is our opening ceremony poolside.
Yes, so we're encouraging everyone to come on down to MSAC and actually be a part of that fun.
Extra. So I think there's going to be over 100 performers.
I got told what's happening and I don't think Extra describes it.
Well, if you know Todd Patrick from Patrick Studios Australia, you will know that Extra is his middle name. Yeah. So there will be...
When he does Extra, that's him at a three.
Yeah,
so it's going to be extra.
You give him this a stage the size of a swimming pool. It's definite. That's from 11 or 11:30, so it's going to be a break in the middle of the day.
Does that sound kind of exciting? What, do you think that's pretty... Australia going to show themselves, Tom, and show how we're great at everything with that, do you reckon?
I'm sure y'all will. I have no doubt. I'm smiling. Y'all can't see me, but I'm smiling from ear to ear just hearing about this opening ceremony.
We're going to need to, because I've had a look at the Team New York Aquatic Relay teams, and they have us licked. So we've got to bring our A game when it comes to the stage shows, I think.
Yep, that's where we can do it. Well, and then obviously Saturday night, everyone's partying on at Pooftoof, who've been a great sponsor of Melbourne 2020.
They have been a great sponsor. So I think that's $15 pre-sale or on the door. All the swimmers and the water polo players will be there. And
speaking of fun entertainment, the next night at Circuit, things get, very wet, but in a completely different way.
Yes, we're bringing out our tried and true Queens of the Pool format.
Now, if you've ever seen or heard Queens of the Pool, we've had you, in fact, on the show a couple of times talking to us about Queens of the Pool, Paul.
Flicking my hair for those that can't see.
But, of course, not as Paul, but in fact as Donatella. Why?
Donatella won't be making an appearance.
What?
Well, she's getting a bit long in the tooth, Dean.
Oh,
I've got a big day of swimming the next day, and I've got to take care of my knees and my ankles.
The lack of commitment you're showing right now astounds me.
But I also want to give a lot of other people an opportunity to get up and perform, because we've got
which is
teams.
Not what Donna normally does, so it's really interesting.
We've got drag outfits from Melbourne, Sydney, Brussels, Paris, New York and Ohio that will be performing at Queens of the Pool.
That's going to be so fantastic.
She's going to take off her crown and just have one or two gin and tonics and watch on Sunday.
Lovely, lovely.
We also have a women's event, Tomboy, that we're encouraging all the women to go along to, and also an AFLW game.
Yes, and there's also a dinner as well. Is the AFLW game on the Sunday?
Sunday during the day.
Yep, so there's a lot that you can do, and if you haven't been to Tomboy, it's a great space for queer women and non-binary people, and it's really fantastic. Fantastic. Of course, everyone is welcome, but it really puts the effort and energy into making sure that there is a space for people who identify as them. Because let's face it, as cis gay men, we get all the space and often manspread wherever we even though we don't plan to, it still happens. So it's great that we have these other spaces and the women's dinner happening.
Absolutely.
To create that for the other parts of our communities.
And then there's one final last hurrah on the Tuesday night down at the West Beach Bathers Pavilion in St Kilda. So that's an all-inclusive open bar with DJ Conti, and everybody's invited to come along.
And you can
that.
Party on the beach. So that's all the social stuff that's happening, which all sounds pretty exciting. And if you go along to any of it, what you're going to decide to do, I reckon, is actually come along the next day and see what's happening with all of the water sports. I can't keep saying water sports, but I never know what else to say. I know. It's not what you're thinking, because there's diving, there's water polo, there's swimming, there's so much going on. And I hear that the New York team are the team to beat.
I don't know about that, but we got a squad of about 30 people, so we're excited to start racing.
But you feel you're going to bring your A game?
Sure.
Why not?
Why not? You know, I mean, we traveled, you know, 10,000 miles to be here. So yeah,
you
I'm
may
sure
as well give it
everyone's going to give it their go.
Well, we're going to find out more about that after this. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. I'm Robbie Liss. So it's just Dean, but we're talking all about Melbourne 2020. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and we are talking all things Melbourne 2020, the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games. And joining me in the studio is Tom Luxinger, who's an ambassador of the Games. And that's the first time I got his name right.
It's a hard one.
Okay. Right today.
Round of applause.
Yes. Well done.
I really needed that validation. Normally I let Robbie deal with the name so that I can deal with everything else. But I'm flying solo and living life wonderfully today. And of course, Paul from the Glamour Heads and Melbourne 2020. Hey, Paul.
Hi.
Now, this is pretty exciting because there's so much work that's gone into making all of this happen. From tomorrow's registrations and then from Friday all the way till Tuesday, we've got international LGBTIQA plus swimmers, divers, water polo players, just water athletes from all over the place hitting the water at MSAC and competing against each other and having a really social time. It's pretty exciting.
It is, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without the support of a lot of companies, state government organisations, local governments, our fantastic ambassadors. So the city of both the city of Melbourne and the city of Port Phillip have really helped us, as has the state government of Victoria, and of course all of the gay venues that we're holding all of our events at. So Poof Doof and Circuit, and then the other LGBTI not-for-profits like Globe and Proud to Play have all been assisting us, whether financially or otherwise. So we wouldn't have been able to do it without them. And just in the last 48 hours, we've had a bunch of video shout-outs for the Sydney Gay Swim Team, for the Glamour Heads, and for some other Masters teams from current and former Olympic swimmers here in Australia. So that's been amazing to get that support from the elite athletes here, like Michael Klim, Kate and Bronte Campbell, Mac Horton, even Susie O'Neill did.
Wow.
Gave us a shout out. Emily Seabom, Liesl Jones. It really is a who's who of Australian swimming. And yeah. I wasn't expecting that, so that's really great.
It's really wonderful to receive that kind of support on so many different levels, and it really speaks to the many different levels that these kind of games, international and inclusive aquatic games, create for so many different people and the visibility they create for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we're really hoping that, you know, by having visibility in this sport and by having those elite athletes come out in support of us, it shows younger people coming through the sport that it's okay to be out, to be proud in your sport. And we're going to be showing that at the pool, on pool deck. We're going to have...
That's MSAC?
At MSAC, yes. We're going to have a big pride flag hanging above the pool. We're going to have big rainbow balloon arches.
So cool.
Yeah, we're gonna camp that place up like it's never been camped up
now,
before.
It, all the excitement in the lead up to it, you can have a look at it on Melbourne 2020's Instagram story. Follow them, have a look at the story. It's pretty exciting just seeing all the different teams heading here to Melbourne for the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games. But also, you could come on down to MSAC and be a part of it. Cheer on some of the teams, meet people from all around the world who are coming and competing in this inclusive aquatic games, and just come and have a really good time. It just sounds like it's going to be so much fun.
It is, and swim meets can be kind of boring sometimes, but
I mean, you're really downselling. I was trying to hit everyone in one
shot. If you've ever been
to
a swim meet, they can be long, but our program is really tight. It's usually swimming in the morning and water polo in the afternoon. Diving will be happening in the middle of the day on the Saturday.
Yep. And the opening ceremony, of course, which, as we were teasing before, is going to be an extravaganza like never before. Which is pretty exciting.
It's going to be huge. I've seen the rehearsals. If you have, if you've seen Todd Patrick's Instagram stories, you will see
if
some
you've seen 130, Todd Patrick, like that's
130
just,
kids in big foamy wigs and Priscilla outfits.
That's so exciting, and it's just amazing the kind of visibility that this creates by just letting everyone just have fun and enjoy themselves in the water. Don't you reckon, Tom?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's. It is a swim meet and it is about being competitive, but I found that the social aspects of it make it even more fun. I've always said, ever since retiring from our sport, some of my biggest competitors are now some of my closest friends. So having that in an LGBTQAI plus environment has been really rewarding for me.
So you're coming to Melbourne, you're seeing people you've met before, but you're also going to compete against them and beat them, right?
We'll see. I'm not going to jinx myself just yet.
we're going to make sure he has a few too many drinks at each of the social events, so he's a little dusty in the pool.
It's going to be so much fun. You can find out the details for In and Out of the Water by heading to melbourne2020.org. And it's got all the details there for the schedule. You can check out all the information, including the ambassadors. So much is going on. But really, we do encourage you all to come on down and be a part of it. I'm going to be there for the first 3 days before I head up for Sydney for Mardi Gras. And it's just going to be really awesome. Honestly, I've never experienced the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games. I've just interviewed people about it and heard all their excitement. So I'm just really excited to come and see what it's all about and meet people from all around the world and see them compete.
And we can't wait to have you there. I think next year it's going to be in Salt Lake City. Is
Salt
that right?
Lake City, yeah.
Oh.
So it's going stateside again.
So we have to show up. Like, we have to make sure we represent here in Australia. That's what you're telling me.
We're going to set a new bar.
All right, everyone. Well, whether it's low or high, it's going to be absolutely fantastic and a whole lot of fun. Thank you both for coming and joining me today on the show.
Thank you for having us.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Melbourne 2020, the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games, dives into Melbourne from this Friday. Come on down to MSAC and check it all out. It's happening from Friday to Tuesday. And head to melbourne2020.org for all of the social and water aspects that are going on. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.